Okay, guys, let's go for broke today. Alocha Zion Perek Sheni Chagiga. We're heading towards the end of the Perek. Big day Amor, it's Midras LePurushim. Big day Purushim Midras LeChuma. Big day LeChuma Midras LeKedesh Yesi Ben Yoezer Ayacha Sitch Bekuna. And nonetheless, I tell Mitpachto Midras LeKodesh Yochan Ben Gudgida Ayochel Tarat HaKodesh Kol Yamav. Nonetheless, I tell Mitpachto Midras LeChatas. Reb Yosef. B'shem Reb Yochanan says that this whole halacha is speaking about the magaot shana. Now it's only if the porush actually touches the beged of the amoritz. We say it's midras l'prushin. We don't mean that it would be metame through hesed or through nose. So even though a real midras would have been metame that way, since it's a maila and not a real midras, even though it's the level of a tuva midras, it isn't metame except through maga itself. Rabbi Zeira boy come Rabbi Yosef. So he asked in front of Rabbi Yosef, "Echa nitma habeged hazeh midras?" Telling me that all we have over here is a malad rabbonah, and that he's only telling me if he touches it. So why don't we say by the same token that the beged was never mitame as midras in the first place? Because why would we think that anyone had come in contact with this beged? I mean, say teishav alav ishto nida. If on one end we're saying it's only mitame b'maga, so on the other end it's only mitame b'maga. But why would we think that she was bare skinned when she sat on this thing? Right? So on my lace, Rabbi Yosef said to him, she's bare-skinned. I mean, I said, why can't she be naked when she's sitting on this thing? Or you're talking about a toilet seat or whatever it is. I mean, so what's the problem? Shmuel bar Abba boy came here and said, Kemoda adomer taman, ein midras b'chulin, v'yesh midras b'chulin al yedei maga. In the same way we say that, yeah, it makes a lot more sense. Sorry, I should have said this is the proper Yosef. So in the same way that you say when it comes to chulin, that the beged is not considered to be nitma b'midras unless there is some direct contact, u'dechavata, so too, we should say, ein masa b'chulin, but yesh masa b'chulin al yedei maga. So we should also say, let's say a beged was nisa agave azav, which means azav, which is the backwards of tumas masa. Tumas masa normally means that the tamei thing is being carried by someone tohar. The nisa agabe azov means the tohar thing is being carried by azov, which is a unique tumah by yesivas. So we should say that if that's the case, if a beged was nisa who also was touching the beged at the same time, which is a strange combination, but it's no stranger than saying that the mishkav requires touching. So in the same way that we're saying we're giving it a din of tumas midras, let's give it also the porush should be able to be metame v'masa. Reb Shmuel Achbe Achide Reb Oshaya Omar Reb Yirmiyah boy Reb Yirmiyah said, I don't understand what the connection is. Yashvar lakisei v'nagaba. Let's say we were talking about midras, so we said so she's down on a toilet seat. So over there you could say there's an afkamina between maga and midras. If a zov touches a beged, so then normally the beged would only become a rishon l'tumah, right? Because of the fact that he sits on the beged, or he or she sits on the beged, it now becomes an avatumah, okay? But I don't understand what you're saying in terms of masa. Who cares? Ma nafshecha. When it comes to masa, imasa are masa, imaga are maga, the Indian of masa maga are exactly the same in the level of tumah. They're both going to be metame in exactly the same way. It'll make you a rishon latuma. You're telling me that when it comes to midras, this is new halacha. There I have to define for you the strange combinations. I say, I'm giving it the chumrah of midras only if there was actual contact. But when I'm giving it the chumrah of midras, I'm changing its din, because midras is of metame and odom. Marsha'in Kane, if I'm giving it a din of masa, I'm not changing its din. What's not coming if it's masa or it's maga? It's not metameyot. It's not metameyot from the kewin, correct? Because it isn't able to be an avatum to be metameyot. I don't even understand what you're talking about. No. Komoda atamer b'masa achanisa rubo. The difference is this: when it comes to the Indian of midras, the zav is not matame mishkav unless most of the zav is lying on the thing, because it can't just be a small. It can put his hand on or something. Same thing. It's just a mishkav. It says asher yishchav alav hazav. That means he has to be himself lying on it. We're going to say the same thing is true by maga. In other words, we're coming or being machmer to give a beged a din of midras hazav in the event that you came in touch with it, but that's only if rove of you came in touch with it in the same way as if you were lying on it. Or does it mean even if part of you was undressed? So let's say he's sitting on it with at the same time that he's touching it with his hand. So you have maga. So he's batabe b'maga. So then we'll give it the din of Moshe. Don't know. Yeah, this is one of those, you know, don't know. Like Dr. Shami always does, just leaves it hanging. Next. Goof v'shel porsh. Another question. How about the goof itself? I mean, we're talking about the keli. It's a shema, yashra, yishtanida, and so on. What's the din of the very body over here? Is a porosh, who's completely tar, is he metame as a zov when it comes to truma? Is it only this only a din of begadim, shema yashra, yishtanida, or do we give an actual din of tumas a goof? That's the question. Or is it dafka begadim because of the wife? Hesi Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan said, I mean, when it's a Mishnah, a Tanina. And Mimiach Ama Aretz Betoch Beto L'Shomer. So a Chaver who leaves a Shomer in his house, and that Shomer is an Ama Aretz. So Bisman Shehuro, if the Balabayit can see the Nichnasim and the Yotzim, he could see who's going in and out of the house. So then, things that are open that the Shomer could have touched without any suspicion attached to him that he's doing something wrong, that he's stealing, those things are considered to be tame. However, the Chachamim will not go there that things that he sits on will be tame b'mishka v'moshe. Furthermore, a kli cheres that is sealed, it's become its amipas, will be completely tar, because the arma oritz is not going to be metame them beheset without touching them, because the chachamim were only gozer, as we said, on tumas maga. Now, in temara sugufo kizam it's not true, but if it's true, what you're on the tzada, what you're saying is true, that we would be machmer in the milos to make the body, as opposed to the beged, to make the body also a tumas zivas, so then why wouldn't even something that was completely sealed be tame? Because if a zav moves something which is sealed, the entire thing becomes tame. So therefore, so even filu mukachim samit basil, it's true that a klicheres cannot be metame from its outside, but that's only where the tumas has to penetrate, it's outside. But if somebody is carrying it as being metame behesed, it's outside, it's inside, is irrelevant, because he's moving the entire thing. Therefore, whatever is in it would be tame. Since it says over here, beferush, in the Mishnah over here, that the container, it's sealed, is not going to be tame. So obviously, they didn't give the amar, it's a din of Azov himself, because there's no problem here except the manga. Omer, if you're the barpaz, you can't bring a raya from here. Because tipater b'amar, it's a la porush. Maybe it could be talking over here that he is together with the Porosh, because we obviously the Porosh is watching him, right? We said. And over there, if you're talking about Chulin, as we're saying, it's a Porosh, it is Chulin the Taira, okay. So that's not Truma. All it's saying is that you're dealing with Chulin Shinaso al Taira, that we don't give him a din of Tuma. So, what does that have to do with Truma? I asked you what the din is of Truma. I asked you when the Mishnah said Bidei Amoritz are Midras like Truma. So I asked you, and what about his body? You bring me a riot from a case where it doesn't say a word about Truma. All it says is Tamein. Maybe Tamein means his Chulin. That was Nasa B'Tayra. I wouldn't even know if it was Nasa B'Tayra's Truma. B'Tayra's a curse. It was regular Chulin. It was Nasa B'Tayra. So what kind of riot is that? A lot, let Shmarmin HaKulin. You can't bring a proof for anything over here. Om Rabbi Mono. Says Rabbi Mono, Ken Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi. My Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef said, that Kol Madan Kayami Nacha B'Truma Nam Kayami. The whole point of this mission is Truma, not Kulin. Teit Alach HaShu, can I bring you Raya? The Taninan Taman, look, it also says in the same list of Mishnayos, Vim Eino Ro'eh, Lo'at HaNefasim V'lo'at HaYotzim, Afilo Muval, Afilo Kapot, Akol Tameh. It says over here, if he can't see who's going in or going out, because he's far away, so then even if the Shomer can't even walk, he's just a movil, his people have to bring things to him, they come to him, present a paper when they go in, and even if he's kafut, he's tied up, he can't possibly walk. Nonetheless, the entire house is tamei, even Mishkav Moshe, even Klicheres, Amukav Tzamit Psil. Now, Klum Amru Tamei, why is it tamei over here? Why are we saying everything is tamei, even if it's Mukav Tzamit Psil? Can only be tamei, because obviously the Amaretz was Mesidit, so then we've got to be talking about over here with Truma, because it's certainly no din of an Amaretz being Matame Ba'asid when it comes to Truma. So if the Sefer is talking about Truma, so then the Reish is talking about Truma. The only difference is that since the Balabayit is looking, there's no Chashash of Asid because he doesn't want to be what's, you know, the Balabayit said, what the heck are you touching my things for? Okay, so over there, there's no Chashash.
Unless there is Asid by Truma.
But Truma, there is Hasid. Yeah. Lo kenom Reb Yochanan. But didn't Reb Yochanan say that lo chotzitzot, that the kelim of an amoritz are not chaytzim mipnei atruma, v'lo hesetot, that even though the begonim are midras for Truma, they're not metame hesed, v'lo reshut hayachid, and there's no dinim of suffik tumah reshut hayachid by an amoritz. Normally we say suffik tumah reshut hayachid is they didn't apply that to Tumas Aramaret. They didn't apply Hetzet to Tumas Aramaret. They didn't apply now the Velo Reshut Amaret. Somebody was gave over Truma in the house of an Amaret, and he's the Shomer. It's not Tame. Now, Reb Yochanan said that a Amaret is a Metame Truma. I mean, and obviously, a Chogar is a Metame, a Porush is a Metame Hetzet. So your kash was, is someone who is shomer chulin b'tayra metame truma? Even Amoritz, who is a shomer chulin b'tayra, is it metame vesed? So I don't understand how, like, what are we talking about over here? There's not even a marker for such a chashash. It says in the Mishnah, made by Balabai Yisrael, and so on and so forth, which is mashma that we are. Maybe that's because maybe his wife came into the house. Or maybe a goy came into the house who has an emissary in of a zav. His wife could be a nidam. Maybe that's why we're chayshish. But stam for the amaretz kufa, we're not. There's no such kaseris as Reb Yochanan. So as long as you know who went in, you have nothing to worry about. Also, gears have changed. Gufo shel truma. Ma'o shiyasek is zav etzal kodesh. How about somebody's ochle truma? And he is begodim or considered to be midras for Ochle Kodesh. I'm asking the same question I asked before of a parish for chulin vis-a-vis truma. What's the din of an Ochle truma vis-a-vis Kodesh? There did they make his body tame, or even there is it only an issue of his begodim? Let's bring a raya from the Braita that says that we had today similar. A chotek shvoferet shel kodesh. Somebody now is cutting a shvoferet, so he's cutting a piece of bamboo, and he wants to use it for tzorchei kodesh. Hatchotcha v'madbila to'un tfila. So in other words, you see that the even though the kli, whoever it is that was chotechit, requires tfila. Mashma, even if it was tar for truma, even if the guy was careful. So, nechachotcha, I understand, somebody who cuts it, so over there, if he cuts it, he undoubtedly handles it. You're saying, if he handles it, he was matami it, maybe. But matzbila? Why is somebody who puts something into a mikvah, why exactly is he considered to require tvila? Why can't he be yechrechana besiv v'yad bila? Let him wrap it in a piece of plastic, and he doesn't have to come in contact with it. So you see from there, that there's no way to avoid it over here. Because since we're using his goof, we're saying that the goof of Eichlik Tum Truma are mitame as if they were a Zov when it comes to Kodesh, it wouldn't make any difference what you do. There's always a connection between you, the body, and the Kli, because you're going to be mitame the Esed. Ela tipaterbik shechatcha amanat la'atpila. Not necessarily. Could be talking about over here that maybe gufo of Eichlik Tum is not considered to be a Zov for Kodesh. And indeed, if he had wrapped it in plastic, there'd be no problem. It would have been torn. The Braise is talking about that he cut it in order to be matfil it. So we're saying over here, it needs tefillah before it's cut. Because maybe he touched a mace, we're going to be chashish. Not because his body is tamei. Therefore, he needs tefillah in order not to be matamei, the kli. Gufa shel kodesh. Mao sheyase kezov etzlachatas. Next question. Someone next level up. Someone is Eichlik Kodesh, he's begotten or migros Eichlik Chatas. How about his body? Is his body on that level matame or not? Nishmina minhada. Let's learn it out from the Mishnah in Pora. Lugin shel chatas. Shenoga b'shel kodesh v'shel truma. Shel chatas tamei b'shel truma v'shel kodesh tahorim. So, you have now a container that has in it mechatas. It touches a container, which is Torah Lekedesh, or Torah Letruma. The container of chatas is considered to be now Tomei at that point, because Kalim that are Torah for Truma or for Kedesh are Tmeim for chatas. And therefore they're going to be metametically bemaga as if they were an Avatuma. The Truma, however, and the Kodesh remained Tahor. On the other hand, if somebody was carrying Lugin of Chatas in one hand and Lugin of Truma in another hand, both of them become Tamei. The Lugin of Chatas, all this is assumed, and the Gemara is assuming the continuation of the Mishnah that you know. So Lugin of Chatas become Tamei because the person who was carrying them a Kli that was not Tahor for Chatas. And therefore, it's nitma yada. But when it comes to chatas, nitma yada, nitma gufa. And if it's nitma gufa, then his guf comes back. Now it's metame, the chatas. But even in this case, the lugin of truma kodesh are also nitma, because now mechatas are metame in an adam. Remember, if you carry mechatas, so that's one of the paradoxes of mechatas. It's metayer as a tmein, but it's metame as a tahori. Since he's carrying mechatas, so now he's going to be metame, the person who's carrying them.
That's the reason.
Yes. And therefore both of them are considered to be tame. The chatas becomes tame from the truma, and the truma becomes tame from the mechatas that's in the container. Now, the Mishnah says that if these two containers were wrapped in paper, so there, the paper is considered to be a hefsek between his hand and the kli. There, the person is not mitame because of maga, the kli she'ino tor lachatas. He never becomes tame and remains tahor. So even though the person becomes tame for truma and kodesh because he's a nosei mechatas, but the lugin of kodesh or truma remain tahor because he's not touching the lugin of truma of the kodesh because they're wrapped in paper. In which case, obviously, there's no tumas hesed, because what the heck is using paper? Wrapping paper around something sure ain't going to save it from tumas hesed. If we're treating this guy as tamei, as his guf being tamei, not just as begotten is tamei, so then the paper is irrelevant over here. So clearly, we weren't gozer even on the uppermost case, guf of ochle kodesh vis-a-vis chakas, we didn't give him a din of an actual zav. But isn't the following Braita from Pora, doesn't that argue on this? Vamatnita Pulima. Again, the correct verse is Hatahor lechatat, shehisit broko, ubishichvat zaro shal tahor, letruma nitma. Somebody who's tor for chatas. He now moves either the spit or the semen of somebody who was a tahor letruma, which normally semen is not going to be, or spits for sure not. It's not going to be metaming anybody behesed unless the person is a zov. So he becomes nitma. Why? Because since a Torah l'truma has a din of a zav, apparently, in which case his rok and shechva zera is metame, not like shechva zera, but as mayanot azav, so that it's metame beheset. Therefore, the guy now who was Torah l'chakas becomes tame. Because to him, we have to assume that what he was moving was coming from a zav. I thought you just said, no, we don't treat it like a zav. We only treat the begodim, Shema Yoshua Leimishto Nida. We don't treat his own body fluids as if he's a zav. So why is this guy tame, according to this, right? Clear-cut contradiction. The one end you say, if you wrap it in paper, so then there's no tumah, then obviously the body is not tame. On the other, here's the body of an Orchle Kedesh to carrying Chatas. On the other hand, you say, if the person who is Torah L'Chatas moves something that came from the body of a Torah L'Kodesh, he has to make it, he has to pretend that he touched now, he was Mesik rather, the body fluids of a Zav, which would make him Tamei. But I thought that it's not a tumah on his goof, it's only a tumah on his begotten. That sounds like an awfully big contradiction. He tohar l'truma, he tohar l'kodesh. That means, and there would be no, according to this, there would be no nafkamina between tohar l'truma. It says over here, shichva zar shal tohar l'truma. I mean, that's irrelevant to us. I mean, certainly you're not going to try to tell me, I hope, that the reason over here is body fluids and matami is because it's two levels down. I mean, where would you get that from? I mean, obviously it's the same halacha whether you're your Torah for Truma, your Torah for Kadesh. I mean, we're not going to say there's another mila. I mean, whoever heard of that other mila? The other mila is that if you're two steps away, so then your body is tame. But if you're one step away, then you're only your begotten are tame. Come on. So therefore, abakasha. That's all. We end the parak with akasha. Okay? No answer. Hagel of parak and darshin.